Continues the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Gufa. We just had a machlokes between Rav and Rav Kana in the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, legabe the din of Mechza Mechza. Is Mechza al Mechza Kerov? Is Mechza Mechza not Kerov? So then it goes to Pesach Sheni. Or is Mechza Mechza not Kamiyat either, neither Kerov, and it's totally out of the equation. Zog the Gemara Gufa. Hagei Shal Yisrael Mechza Tegun Mechza Temeyin. If Klal Yisrael was exactly 50-50, halolo oisin la'atzmon, halolo oisin la'atzmon. That's Rav Kana Shita. That's Rav Shita, I'm sorry. Rav that holds Mechza Mechza Kerov, but it's not going to be one big happy Karm Pesach family with the Tmei and the Tarim together. They still have to remain separate. When do we say Ein Tzibur Choluk that the Tmei and the Tarim can join the Tmei? That's when you have Rov. But if you have Mechza Mechza, even though it's a Din Rov, and they taka bring it by Pesach Rishon, because the Rav Tzibur Tmeim can bring it by Rishon, but they have to stay separate from the Torah. So, Gufa, Hagei Shoy Yisrael, Mechza Torah, Mechza Tmeim, Halolo Yisrael Atzmon, Halolo Yisrael Atzmon, Hoye Tmeim, Oye Tvin Ala Torah, and if let's say there were more Tmeim than Torah, it doesn't have to be a big number. Afilu Echod, even one person can tip the scale, Yasu Betuma. One person can tip the scale, and it's called Yasu Betuma. And then they all join together as one. Lefish ain carbon tzibur choluk, and the Tahirin can be together with the Tmein. They don't have to be Yasal Atzmon. Zok Dugmorah Rebbe Eliezer ben Masya Oimer. One person can't tip the scale. You have to have two. Ain hayochid machias at tzibur letuma. One person can't make that difference. Shenemar dafpei omer aleph. Loisuchel is boyechas haPesach ba'achat shorecho. He dashes the word ba'achat shorecho. That lo yisuchel is boyach. Be'echot shorecho. Ba'achad shorecho. The pasuk says lo yisuchel is boyach. Pesach ba'achad shorecho. Why? That's how you read. Ba'achad shorecho. Okay. Ba'achad shorecho. Chas v'sholem. Those was visitors there. Was meant us. Chas v'sholem. Those is Chazal's drasha.
Says the word. He touches the word.
Exactly. Lo yisuchel is boyach. Pesach ba'achad shorecho. Zog Rashi. Bishvil yochid. For one person, you can't be goyim at tzad netiya one way or the other. So one person can't tip the scale.
What is the particular point, though?
What do you say?
That's a drasha.
What's a drasha?
From this
pasuk,
that one person can't tip the scale.
For an individual, lois is bechena. She oisa yochid goyim that one person should be goyim. One way or the other. That's what the pasuk was telling us. Does the pasuk, yes. Exactly. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says another shita. Afilu shevet echod tomei, v'shar kol ha-shvotim tohoirim. You don't have to have a majority tmeim to do Pesach betuma on Pesach Rishon. It could be one whole shevet, even if the shevet is only 20% of Kol Yisrael. But it's one whole shevet. A shevet is called a kol. Like you see by Yaakov Avinu, before Binyamin was born, it was called, the Torah says, goy v'kal goyim yimcha. So we see that Yim Yimeko will come out of kal. So we see one shevet is called a kal. So it's against a kal. A kal means a tzibur. Zog di gemara, Reb Shimon Oimer, afilu shevet echot tomei, v'shar kol ha-shvotim tohirim, halolo oisin latzman, halolo oisin latzman. But it does remain the din of not to mingle. Halolo Yisrael Atzmon, just like Mechza Mechza.
How does it work? How do you make here?
Two korbanos. Can't be together. Stay separate. Separate kitchen, separate utensils, separate dishes. Stay separate. Once it's Roiv, then the Tahirin, then you don't want to, ain't Sibur Choluk. We don't want to make, these people are more Halig than the others. Then you make the turn, you join the Tmein. But once it's 50-50 or one shevet, even though it's a minority, be'etzim, then it's they can do it be'rishon, but Allah lo yisaz v'lo se l'atzman. Zog demo, my time, Reb Shimon, what's the reason, Reb Shimon? Kosova shevet echad iki kol. Like we just said, the Torah calls by Yaakov Avinu, goy v'kal goyim. Reb Yehuda Oime, another shita. It takes it further. Afilu shevet echad tomei, v'shakol ha-shvotim tohoirin, Yasu Bituma, everyone can join that shevet. Ain't Tzibu Choluk. Shein Kor B'Tzibu Choluk. That just like the din by Roiv is,
He goes even further.
Just like the first of all, they didn't shave it. It's called a kol, but not just as a kol that they can do it by rishon. It's a kol like a roiv tomei where the Torah enjoined them. Zok the Gemara. Actually, the Gemara says a little different. Rabbi Yehuda Savar shaved echad iku kol v'havle palgo palgo, and he holds not like Rav said before mechza mechza karoiv, but they still have to be separate. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds mechza mechza karoiv literally. Karoiv means literally. Once you have roiv tomei, the Torah enjoined. Ain't zim cholok. Vein karmen zim cholok v'avdi kula betuma.
It's not karoiv. It's palgo palgo.
Mechza mechza. Very important letter. Karoiv, and karoiv is a din roiv. So it's a din roiv, so Mamela Tahirin can join the Tmein. Because you have a svar of Ein Tzibacholuk. Ein Tzibacholuk, Rashi learns later on, Rashi says that the Osa L'chalik, Shegnai Adover, the Mucha Milsa Behedya, Kshinizogin Eilu Me'elu. It's a Gnai. They're Chalik from Klai Yisrael, Hazoi, and they're Zazoi. It's like a Lois Goyduk Adin. So Mamela, Ain't Subacholik, even by the din of Mechza Mechza Karoiv. Zok the Mori Itmar, Ho Yisrael Mechza Torah and Mechza Tmein. If let's say they were 50-50, Zok Gemara, Omar Rav, remember what Rav Shita was, Mechza Mechza Karoiv, and Halal Atzman Halal Atzman. Here the Gemara says different. Itmar, Ho Yisrael Mechza Torah and Mechza Tmein, Omar Rav, Metamin Echod Men B'Sheretz. You take a little Sheretz, you go behind the guy, you put it down his shirt, you metame him. What happens if you metame him? You have more than mechza. So, Mele, that's how you evaded the problem of mechza, mechza.
Why does he hold that?
The Gemara is going to ask, we have to do that. Rav just said mechza, mechza, karoiv. You don't need to. So, the Gemara, Omar Rav, metame nechman b'sheret, v'amai, ne'av de'han l'chadayv, an l'chadayu. What's wrong with keeping his Rav's status quo statement of mechza, mechza, karoiv, and an l'chadayu? The Omar Rav, halo lois elatzman, halo lois elatzman. And to the Gemara, Amri, Hocham Mayaskinon, can show you Tmein, Oitvin Allah Toyrin Echot. So yesterday we had a Gemara about the Noshim, the Mitztarev, are they Schus, are they Rishus, are they Choyva, Berishon, Besheni, are they part of the Roiv? That was the difference of Cheshbin. Now the Gemara is saying a different Cheshbin. No, we're not talking about a regular Mechza, Mechza. We're talking about Hocham Mayaskinon, Koyosh Tmein, Oitvin Allah Toyrin Echot. There was really one more about a Tmein. There was already one more. So Mamela,
so
now,
fact,
that's going to be the most kasha. But first the Gemara answers, that Le'olam is talking about that it's already one more.
Yeah, but even now,
oh, no, you're adding on two. Ihochi, Havelei Huba Tmein. So what's the problem? If you already have one more, you can close up shop. You already have Reif Tmein and everyone can do Betuma. Ihochi, Havelei Huba Tmein. So now have the Kula Betuma. And the Gemara, the first sheet that we had, on Ahmed Bey's, when we started just before, Sovalok Rebbe Leozer Ben Masya. What is the Leozer Ben Masya Shita? One can't tip the scale. The Ome and Ayochid Machias at Sibyl Tuma. So Meli, you're Tamatama Besheretz to have two. And you want to have two so in order that one shouldn't tip the scale. Frag the Gemara, Ihoch, if that's the case, Hoda Kushan Leduchta. Yes, Ein Chanami. Hoda Kushan Leduchta, meaning, Ihochi had the kushal duchta na'av the hanu luchadayu v'hanu luchadayu. Because what's the din by mechza mechza? If one can't tip the scale, so it blibes like mechza mechza. What's the din by mechza mechza? Come to Rav hanu luchadayu v'hanu luchadayu. So why do you have to take a sheret to make it two additional tomei? Because one can't tip the scale, so leave it status quo and let it be one does not tip the scale, so it remains like mechza mechza, even though one is more. And then halukhadayv, halukhadayu. What if they do any changes?
Hello. Would we rather everybody be together?
You're asking, there's a mila of not having halukhadayu. But upon it, but Rav Shita was, there's such a president called halukhadayu. So what do you have to take sherets and make someone tomei? I mean, you are causing him a little monetary loss and waste of time loss. He has to go to the mikveh, he has to for tefillah b'layla to make sherets. So tomorrow, alohi komar. We're saying a compilation of two different shitas. If there's a shita that holds like Tanakama Doma, Palga, Palga, Lo Yavdi Kula Betuma, Tanakama shita was that you don't say Palga, Palga, that they Kula Betuma, Besova Lo Kreb Yudid Omar. and Karmen Tzibur Chaluk. So again, if you hold Palga, that was his shita, correct? Which means that you don't do Betuma. This is really what you're asking, what you're answering. That you don't do Kula Betuma, but rather each one stays separate. The Sovlek Abiyuda, the Omar, and Karmen Tzibur Chaluk. Abiyuda holds, there's no such thing. Abiyuda holds even a Shevet Echot, which is 20%. The Tmein joined the Torah and joined the Tmein. There's no such thing as Karmen Tzibur Chaluk. It's a Gnai.
So if there's such a sheet of a compilation together with Tanakama and Rav Yehuda, so then with Tame and Besheretz and Memela, the Torah can join the Tmein. So Rashi Alahochi Komar. You don't have to say one was more. Exactly. The Torin don't join the Tmein. That means you can't have any separations. The Torin can't stay separate. So that would be the eight. Zokt gemal weiter.
The Ula Omar, Mishalchin echod men lederech choyke. A new eitzah. We had an eitzah of taking a sheretz and making the guy tomei. Ula says, I have another eitzah. You take one person and you send him off lederech choyke. Now, who do you say you send off? Mr. Torah or Mr. Tomei?
Mr. Torah.
Oh.
Mr. Tomei.
Mr. Tomei. You say, send off Mr. Tomei. Tesis is going to say, behedja. You send off Mr. Tohar. You know why?
The Gemara says, oh. Yitamenu b'sharetz.
No, that's the most kasha. That's the most kasha. That's the most next kasha. So I'll go up on him. It's like Yitamenu b'sharetz. Just like you take a Tohar and you make him Tomei, so too over here, you send off the Tohar in order to have Roif Tmein. And you have Roif Tmein. No. We'll see in a second. But let's see the Gemara's kasha. Zog the Gemara. You send him off l'derech choyke. So now when you send him off l'derech choyke, so what are you left with? Let's say you're sending off the Torah. So what are you left with? Reif Tmein. If you left with Reif Tmein, so then Abdi Kula Betuma.
You're not metamim.
No, don't be metamim. Why be metamim be a dayim? Send him a Torah b'derech choyke, and you have Reif Tmein.
So how will he make the carbon paste?
And then that person...
Yeah, the one who is sending off
the Derech Choyke
needs to make the
Korban. Oh, he'll be like Derech Choyke, Pesach Sheni. Let's see Toysen and Kivega. You're asking good, but let's see Toysen and Kivega in a second. Again, Zok the Gemara, the first seed of Gemara. V'ula Omar, Mishalchin Echem and Derech Choyke. Fred the Gemara, why the Derech Choyke? What's wrong with making Mr. Torah Tomei? V'itmen b'sheretz? Kosova, Shech the Mizek and Atom b'sheretz. If he's shoych the mizuk in a Torah Shemetz, that means that at night he can partake, even though he's Tomei now. So he's not called a Tomei. It's not called Roif Tmein. What's your whole off to that you're making guy Tomei? So you have Roif Tmein. He's not called Mr. Tomei because shoych the mizuk in Olav. Take Mora Ebezoi. Vitamena be mace. Take May Tumas mace where he's not ready. Erev, he has to wait 7 days. You're losing out to Kormach Chagiga. Chagiga is Tezvav. Why should he not be able to partake? What are you saying that you're worried about Chagiga? You're pushing him from Korm Pesach. No. For that, you have an Eitzah. You dalad ear. So you have a Pesach Sheni. If we're talking about Erev Pesach, so Shmini Shiloh is going to be the 7 day Pesach. So Ebezoi is ready to eat Chagiga. Chagiga is a Tashlum in 7 days. Just like Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum in Yud Aleph year. Chagiga is a Pesach, is 7 day Ma'ashloma. Zog Gemara, B'meis Nami Efshed Ovid B'Shvi, Davalei Shmini Shaloi, which is the 8th day because it was Erev Pesach, so the 7 days is 8th day.
So he's able to eat the Korban Chagiga then on that day.
Zog Gemara, K'sova Ula, Kula Tashlum D'Rishaninu. That no, Chagiga 7 day makeup time is only if you're able to do it the B'Rishain, but you didn't. Then you can do it second. But since he wasn't able to, he's Tomei Meis, so then there's no Tashlumi. The Chazi B'Rishon, Chazi B'Kulu. L'cholechet L'Chazi B'Rishon, L'Chazi B'Kulu. So that is how the Gemara's Shakta V'Tayah. Again, the Gemara said, Ula said, Shmak B'Kivega, you were Mechamentu. We'll see in a second. Zog the Gemara, V'Ula Omar. Mishalchin Echem El Adek Echoyke. Ula's teretz was that you Mishalch El Adek Echoyke. In fact, the Gemara, why Mishalchin Derech Choyke? What's wrong with you Metam B'Sheretz? Teretz says, no, that doesn't make him Tomei. I, Tomei Meis, No, Tomei Meis, you lose that Chagiga. Ah, you're losing on Pesach? No, Pesach is Ashlama. Ah, Chagiga, you can do the 8th day because it hit the 7th day. Teretz says, no, you weren't going to Rishon, so you're not going to L'Sheni. So Ula has a good Teretz of sending him away. Zogdi Gemara. Omelu Rav Nachman, Zilu va'amalel Ula. Go tell Ula as follows. Man Sayas, who's going to listen? The Oka Sichei Umashchei V'Royet. Who's going to go listen to me? You tell him, please go to Derech HaChayka. Who's going to unpitch his tent and take his feet and go to Derech HaChayka? Nobody is. So that's not an Eitzah. So you know what the Eitzah is? Take a Sheretz down his back without him realizing and making him Tomei.
Are you sending away the Tomei, yeah, you said, not the Torah one, you said?
No, we're sending away Dafka the Torah. We'll see Tais in a second. Because you know why? We want the Tzibur to do Betumah. Because that's, we always want the Tzibur to do Tumah. We want them to be able to do the Korban Pesach by Rishon. We don't want that they should do Pesach. If you're sending away Tomei, then it's do Pesach Sheni. Let's see now the Tosis. So the Gemara is basically saying the sending off, no one's going to listen. Zok Tosis on the top. Mishachin Echman Adere Choy Kepidush. Echad Min HaTehoyin. You send off a Mr. Tor, so now you're left with Rav Tumayim. Mida Porich, just like we ask, just like we're busy making him Tomei to have Rav Tumayim, so to sending off means sending off Torah to have Rav Tumayim. Send off one of the Tumayim. So what are you left with now? Rav Tahirim. And you only have Miu Tumayim. If you have Miu Tumayim, so then they do it when? B'Pesach Sheini. That's another Eitzah.
Okay.
The Bekula Shmaitz and Amrino, the Mahadi Atari, always try to make people tar. So Tosis answers, V'tiritz du'ula gufei, Oma ala kamo b'misho yitome, derech choyke l'toy, v'en derech choyke l'tome. There's a parish called derech choyke. Derech choyke is for a person that's tar, not for a person that's tomei. V'lo yamoyo shiluach tomei, v'lo olam ha-mitzarev, lo oizam mishushlayim. He would also be part of the cheshman because the ma'isa is, he's tomei. So that it won't be a p'tur of derech choyke. It's only because he's out of the equation. He's a Tomei. Eli de Shiluach. Avalochi is derech choyke l'tomei. Kevin the mechtzat tmein. V'imoy b'Yerushalayim. Hoyoch ba'atzma la'seis. Elo nira l'ri. The text is far not there. It says the mahadrinon shi'asu kulam b'rishon v'le'yitro atmein. That was the text I gave before. Da'ainu. We are mahadrin. We rather go after shi'asu kulam b'rishon. Everyone should do b'rishon v'le'yitro atmein. You'd rather everyone do Berishon. One happy family, call yourself. Not to have people doing Pesach Sheni. So who do you send off? You send off the Torah. It's like this, you have Rav Tumayin.
When will he do it?
Oh, that was his kasha. Yeah. When does he do it? He'll stuck. He'll do Pesach Sheni. He's not here. He's the Choyka. Now, the Bekevega has a bomb kasha on this Tosis. Tosis says, V'kosh L'Rivo, Adarabe, why do you send off the Torah to have Rav Tumayin? Send off a Thomas, you have Rav Tahirin. And Tosis find the Teretz is no madrinon that is all do berishon and not to push away the tmein. Zoktim kivayin gilin hashas koshali. Ho akol if yatzad the tmein ain't oisim berishon. We're going now that the tmein do not do berishon. Veloy b'sheni. Uvazeh im nishlach atomei ho bepesach sheni sheitzdav for atmein yachad iu v'shar atmein iu tzibur then oisim pesach sheni v'tzarchin. Tosis says he has a bomb kasha. If you send off Mr. Tomei, so now the Tomei right now is going to be Mitzurav together with the Miu Tmeim that left behind. So they're going to be a Roiv now. So when he comes back Pesach Sheni, a Tzibur never does Pesach Sheni. Who does Pesach Sheni? Only a Miu. Because if it's Roiv Tmeim, they do Pesach Rishon. So who's left now for Pesach Sheni? Tzibur Tmeim. Tzibur Tmeim, don't do Berishon, don't do Besheni. I mean, Berishon they would have done, but he sent them off. So they don't do Besheni. So you took a gun to Tzibur, you mevatel Pesach from them. What did, effect Mikvega? What did the Tosis Kasha send off Tomei? And like this, you have Roiv Tahirim to Pesach Rishon. And this guy will do Pesach Sheni. He's not a Miyat anymore. Once he's away, he's Betzurv together with the other Tmeim, and then you have a Tzibur, you have a Roiv. Yeah, because all the Tmeim plus the guy that left and came back, that's Roiv, because we're talking about 50-50. So Ebezoi Tzibur never does Pesach Sheni, so why are you being Mavatla Gantz Tzibur? Avada, it's better to send off a Mr. Tahar. So now you take have Tmeim that are Roiv. Bashenkin, if you're going to send off a Tomei, then it's Mitzur with the Tzibur. So the question, the Rishash answers and he says, that what's the Vart of Ein Tzibur B'Sheni? Is the Vart in the Maisa Krova, or is the Vart in Maisa Tchia? So Rishash answers, when you send him off, the reason why this Mr. Tomei is out of the equation is because he's B'Derech Rechoyka. A B'Derech Rechoyka is was Matchehim, that he's not part of the equation. And then he's not a Tzibur, he's a Derech Rechoyka de Kaptur. All the other Tomei, my Waptur, Tomei. What's his Ptur? Derech Rechoyka. So he's not Mitzurf with them, so they're not arrived. But Shekhar B'Kveiga learned it's a din in the Hakrova. The Hakrova is now, at the end of the day, he's Pesach Sheni together with other Tmeim. That's a Roiv. You can't have Roiv in Pesach Sheni. Rishash learned that no, it's a Vart in the Dchia. In the Maisa Dchia, you can't have a Roiv to Pesach Sheni. He's Nitzcha for a different reason. He's B'Derech Chayka, and that's how he answers to B'Kveiga's Kasha. The truth is, like we mentioned yesterday, this is really the assertion of Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says, If Mashiach comes between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, do we bring a carbon Pesach Sheni? Lemay says Roiv, it's Gans Kaisol, that's Tomei. But according to this Yisoy, that's what he says also, it's not fair. Because if the Lomnes, it's didn't the Tchia, over here there was no Tchia in the Roiv. Because Kaisol, there was no Beis HaMikdash, we weren't Nitcha. It's not a din in that Krov, it's din in the Tchia. You're not Matcha Roiv for Pesach Sheni. You were never Matcha Roiv for Pesach Sheni. Because Lemay said there was no Beis HaMikdash. So that would not be fair that Kaisol would bring Pesach Sheni.
Thank you.
Zog dugmal weiter itmal. Hoyu Ruben zoven umiuten tmei mesim. If Roiv was zoven. Now before we go weiter, there's one more aura that we know that the Karmic Chagiga, the Gemara is worried about the Karmic Chagiga. Right? We say Chagiga, you have Hashlom on this day number 7. The 8th day of his, after Tomei Meis. What about Karben Shalmei Simcha? You need that also. Why are we only asking about Chagiga? So in that, the Shagazai brings a raya that we see Shalmei Simcha, you don't have to do a day the Hakrova. It can be done a day Bosa V'Yayin and other things that we had earlier. So Mele, that's a kiyum of the din Shalmei Simcha. That was never in his battle from him. Rav Shach and Aviezi once say a big chiddush in the Chazanish, in the Michtav argues in the back over there. He says that the din of the korban is in the Hakrova. You're makriv the Shalmei Simcha. You know you can't eat it, but that krova could be done on your behalf. And that's where the Yakim did of Shalmei Simcha. And he Chazanish argues on him. Rav Shach found later, I think, a friyadikah that says the same. He said, Zog dem alvayte, itmar. Hoye Ruben zoven umiyutin tmei mesim. If Roiv is zoven, and a minority with tmei mesim, Omar Rav, oysen tmei mesim, ein oysen lebrish lebisheni. Now, a zov, Eli asked yesterday, what about Noshim that are Nidus? We asked him, Noshim part of Chesmen. Zoven and Nidin, Nidus do not eat Korban Pesach, they're not Makiv Korban Pesach. They're out of the equation. So if you have a Roiv Zoven, so they don't bring a Pesach. Zoven never brings a Korban Pesach. If there were Roiv Zoven, Umiyut and Tmei Mesim, now you have a Miyut Tmei Mesim. Usually Miyut Tmei Mesim go to Pesach Sheni. But over here, they're the only ones left. In practical purpose, b'etzim, if you count the cheshbon, the zoven are out of the equation. But ilamai said the tmei mesim only mute. So omer rav, oyser tmei mesim, and oyser lebrish lebisheni, rish ole avdi, davi miuta. The mai said the miut tmei mesim, the lupes of rishon, umiuta leavdi brishon, b'sheni am le avdi, kolecht avdi tzibur brishon. When is there a din of pesach sheni? When it was a tzibur that did pesach rishon? But since the remaining people are zoven do not do pesach rishon. So there's no Pesach Sheni. So they don't do Pesach Sheni either.
They don't do anything.
Meaning Zovim are totally nismayit from the whole parasha of the Hakrova. When we say Tuma, Pesach Bo B'Tuma by a Roiv, that's only by a Tuma. That meaning a carbon is Tomei. But she'enken a Tuma Saguf, not a Tmei Meis, but a Tuma that comes from the Guf, like a Zov or a Nida, those are totally nismayit on the parasha of Korban Pesach. So there's no hakrov of Korban Pesach at all b'rishon. So mele it can't be that the miut tmei mesim would do it b'sheni. So mele the tmei mesim, if it's roiv zovin and miut tmei mesim, the tmei mesim do neither. Neither b'rishon because they're miut and neither b'sheni because there was no hakrov in the rishon.
Zog de gemore, omalu shmuel, zilu imru leila abo. Tell Rav, it says in the pasuk, v'yasu b'nei yisrael as ha-pesach b'mayadoi. Meaning, what are you going to do with the pasuk that says clearly that they brought the Korban Pesach? You're telling me there was no Korban Pesach? Maya Vartelei. What are you going to do with this pasuk? From this pasuk, we clearly see that when there are no Tohoyrim that do the Korban Pesach, Berishon,
So then the Tmeim do it even though they're Miyutim, in order to mekayim the din of a Yasu Pesach Moyadoi. So he's telling him that basically, why are you saying Tmeim Meisim that are Miyutim? Do not do it Berishoin. They have to do it Berishoin. The Zovim can't do it. Zovim are out of the equation. Zovim and Nidus never bring. Tumah Megufay never bring a Korban Pesach. So Mele, the Tmeim Meisim, Tumah that she yoitzim in Dova Haker, that they touch the Meis, should have to bring it even though they're Miyutim. As I state in Posuk. It says in Posuk, Yasu Meis Ol, Pesach Moyadoi. Zovim for sure don't do it, because only Tomei Meis brings a Korban Pesach. Tumah Zivah never brings a Korban Pesach. So Shmuel told them, tell Rav that Avada, the Tomei Meis, do it Berishon. Omaluhu, so Rav said back, Zilu Amalei, go tell Shmuel, ki have a kula Zovim, my Avada Tele. What do you do if Gans Klai Sol are Zovim? What are you going to do then with the Posik? Avada the Pesach is not done by the Zovim, because they never bring a Korban Pesach Beziva. Elo, answer is Kevloy Efsha, since he can't be Mekam the Posik by Mayada, Vyasim Sos Bes Mayada because everyone does Zovim, so Loy Efsha. So he can't be Mekam the Posik. So Ochanami, likewise, when it's Roiv Zovim and Miu Tmei Mesim, Loy Efsha. And you can't be Mekam the Posik of Mayadoi. Not the Tmei Mesim, because they're Miyotim and not Muotim and not the Zovim, because Zovim can never bring. And the Tmei Mesim, Zog Rav, cannot bring Pesach Shein either, because you only have Pesach Sheini when there was a Hakrova Pesach Rishon. Zog Dimor Vaita, another case, Itmar. Hoyorubon Tmei Meisim, the opposite. Let's say you have Roiv Tmei Meisim, and then Pesach Bo Berishoin Aidei Tmei Meisim. Umiuton Zovim, and the Miut are Zovim. Now, the Miut are Zovim, they don't join, because Zovim never partake the Korban Pesach, even if it's Bo Betuma. And now the Miutim Zovim became Tor. By the time Pesach Sheni comes around, Rav Huna Omar, Ain't Tashlumin le Pesach Bo Betuma. Since Pesach Bo Betuma does not have a Din Tashlumin, when is it Din Tashlumin? When Pesach is not Bo Betuma. Then the Tmeim have a chance for Pesach Sheni. But at Pesach Bo Betuma, because Roiv Tmeim Meisim, there is no such thing as Tashlumin. So the Zovim Avaita out of the equation, even though it became Tor. Ain't Tashlumin le Pesach Bo Betuma. So since the Zovim did not do Berishoin, and it was done Berishoin Betuma, and now they became Tor, so Mamela, there's no Tashlumin for them, the Pesach Sheni. Zog Rashi, ve'ein tashlum lepesach haba betuma, ve'ein hazovin oisin es hasheni afilu tiagu. This would be negayev, theoretically, if it's pesach haba betuma, so then a bar mitzvah kid that turned bar mitzvah would not be negayev pesach sheni either. There's no tashlumin when it was bo betuma. If it was bo betuma, then a zovin that was nitar, or a bar mitzvah kid that became bar mitzvah, would not be negayev pesach sheni. On that, Rav Ada argues, Rav Ada Bahava Omar, Yesh Tashlumin LePesach HaBo Betuma. Those that were Zovim Berishon and Adi were Netar, they taka make a Pesach Sheni, even though the Pesach became Betuma because Roiv Tmei Meisim. There's still a Din Tashlumin, even though it came Betuma. What's he saying to Machlekes? Zogmor, name Behoka Miflegi. The Machlekes is, the man, the Omar, ain't Tashlumin LePesach HaBo Betuma. The man, the Omar, it says, Rav Huna, it says, there's no Tashlumin LePesach HaBo Betuma. He holds Kosovar, Tuma Truye Betzibur. Tumatruy Bitzibur means Bekoshi Yetiru. That means Be'etzim, we look at them as Tmeim doing the Korban Pesach. Rishoin. Tmei Mesim. So if they consider Tmei Mesim because Tumah is Truy Bitzibur, so then ain't Tashlumin the Pesach Babatuma. There is no Tashlumin. So Mela, the Zov can't do it in Pesach Sheni. Masha'enken Umanda Omar. Masha'enken Rav Ada Ba'ava that holds. Yesh Tashlumin the Pesach Babatuma. Kosova Tumahutra Bitzibur. We don't look at the Tmei Mesim as Tmeim. We look at them as Tahirim. Tumahutra Bitzibur Gufa means they're like Tahirim. So Mela, Yesh Tashlumin. Because when do we say ain't Tashlumin? Ain't Tashlumin the Pesach Bo Betuma. But Hutra Betzibur means it's not Bo Betuma. It's like it's Hutra. It's like Tahirim. So Mela, there will be Ashlomah for the Zovim. Zog Rashi, v'rav ade sove hetru betzibur, u'mashvinon lu betahoyrin, v'doch u'zovin l'sheini. It's called that it was done ade tahoyrin, so it's not called that tashlumin l'tmein. It's not called tashlumin l'babetuma. They like tahoyrin. So Gemara is no raya. Amri loy. There's no raya from here that the machlokes is totally in hutra t'chuyo. The kuli ame be'etzim by sarav huna and sarav ade hold that tumet t'chuyo betzibur. Be'etzim it's t'chuyo. Uvahop pligi the machlokes is as follows. My sovar daf peomid beis that tahira mitchayu. Meaning, when the pesach is done, I betahira, so then it's taka the tmein la nitra le pesach sheni. Masha'en kein tuma loy mitchayu. If pesach is done betuma, then the zovim cannot do pesach sheni because tuma is not mitchayu. Umar sovar of ada holds that no, afilu tuma nami mitchayu. That even if the pesach was done betuma, the Zovin can do it in a Pesach Sheni. And that's good for the Yisrael Machlokes. We'll stop over here.
the top of Pei Omid Beis by Itmar.